Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I've spent the last 25 plus years of my life studying business, talking about business, listening about business, helping people become successful, talking about all the problems that business people have, everything that happens in their life and in their business life, and thinking about what does it take to be successful and why are some companies successful and other companies are not. And there are many contributing factors. We can talk about the economy. We can talk about competition. We can talk about employee problems. We can talk about cash flow problems. We can talk about so many things. But one thing becomes very clear to me. Business becomes successful. Businesses become profitable because they have a leader who is not just an employee. When you have a leader who sometimes calls themselves a boss and they just show up every single day and they do tasks and they do stuff and they're not leading their people, they're not inspiring their people, all they're doing is giving commands. They're not getting their employees to think. They're not thinking about the vision. They're not thinking about what needs to be done. The business is just going to plod along. It's just going to be an average business. It's not going to expand. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be terrible. They might make a living, but they're going to have high employee turnover. They're going to have dissatisfaction. The person running the company, the leader or the boss, is not going to be getting what they want out of their business, and they'll consider themselves to be a failure. Do you want your business to succeed? And I know you do. Then you have to be a leader, not just a boss, not someone who just gives people tasks, not someone who just commands you do something, but someone who inspires people, someone who puts themselves in a position of getting people to follow them because they are dynamic, because they understand what needs to be done, because they're looking out after their employees. You can't just be another employee. You can't just be one more 40-hour person who shows up to do a job. You have to understand your business inside and out. You have to study the competition, and you have to understand the needs of both your customers and clients and your employees or coworkers. Everything is about understanding. Everything is about understanding the needs of people. People are what a business is made of. It's not the building, the phones, the computers. It's about the people. It's about the needs, about the understanding. What do your people need? What do your clients or customers need? What are you giving them? What aren't you giving them? Are you listening? Or are you just shouting out orders all day? Because if you're not listening, if you're not telling them that I care about you, that I want to help you become successful, whether you work for me, work with me, or I sell to you, you're not going to be successful. And when I say successful, I'm not talking about making a living. I'm talking about being successful. I'm talking about having cash flow. I'm talking about not worrying about paying the bills. I'm talking about being able to financially and comfortably retire, take a vacation, give your employee raises, buy the building you're in, doing all kinds of incredible things, donate to your religious organization or whatever you feel is an appropriate charity to help other people, because you are a leader. People are inspired by you. They want to work for you. You don't have a problem attracting people. They want to do well for you because it gives them a good feeling, because you are such a great person who just someone that they look up to, not someone who just shouts orders day after day. Don't just be another employee. Be a leader. Leaders inspire. Bosses tell people what to do. You have to think about what kind of management style you have and work on the management style that's going to help you and your company become more successful, more profitable by bringing people to your side, by getting them to understand what the needs are, by getting them to understand why they're doing things, to get them to understand how it benefits them, and that they get a good feeling because they've done a good day's work, they've done progress, they've done a good thing, they've made a difference, and everybody will win. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.